Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. It is that time again. The Central Florida Public Media Tiny Desk Contest Showcase is back, featuring live and local musical artists chosen by you and your votes. The selected five bands are performing in our showcase next Thursday, June 4th, at the Beecham in downtown Orlando. They are Corey Ashton, Camila Camilo, Fernando Dapo, Cassidy Johnson, and Sara Rogo. Free tickets are still available as of now at cfpublic.org/tinydesk. Before the big night, the musicians each tell us a little about themselves, their music, and what drives them to make it and share it with the world.
My name is Cassidy Johnson. I'm from Orlando, Florida. Me and my producer have been friends since elementary school. We both kind of found our passion in, you know, two different areas that really go hand in hand, so we got really lucky with that. I know a lot of people use music to cope, so I want them to be able to feel all their feelings without feeling like kind of embarrassed or like they, you know, have to like put up a front. I want them to be able to just kind of escape from the world, escape from their problems, be able to let go and just fully like relax and relate when they listen to my music.
My name is Fernando Dapo. That's my artist name, but that's also my actual name. The first band I ever became a fan of was Queen, and all of it was because of the movie Chicken Little. So what happened is that after watching Chicken Little, when I was 4, my parents gifted me a CD with the soundtrack. Now I play it in the car all the time. There was this track where Chicken Little is singing We Are the Champions by Queen, and I had never heard this song before, so I thought it was an original from the movie. I sang it so much that my dad asked me if I knew where that song was from. After telling me that, you know, no, it was not from Chicken Little, to my surprise, you know, he took me to my grandma's house where he still had most of his vinyl collection. And he took one of the discs out and played it for me. And I instantly fell in love with it. And my family even nicknamed me El Champion because of it. I just want to pass on what my favorite artists make me feel. Because when I listen to music, I feel, you know, it makes me think, it makes me appreciate life, and it makes me question things. And I think I want to follow the examples of people who inspire me, and I try and pass that on to people who might want to listen, you know, and be that for someone else.
Walk me through the great alone.
Hi, my name is Sara Rogo, and I'm a songwriter and guitar player from Orlando, Florida. I discovered a lot of the music that influenced me as a kid in the public library. I would wander the stacks of CDs and get introduced to a treasure trove of the various styles of music from around the world. Because my family wasn't musical, I was a complete blank slate and ended up with a really eclectic musical style because all my time at the library. When people listen to my music, they get to see me below the surface and understand who I am and what I believe. I want them to come away with hope and imagination and ways to explore common emotion in unique ways. With my music being steeped in soulful American roots, I want them to feel down-home comfort while feeling the life that needs to be felt.
If this is something that could last, then maybe it doesn't matter if we move too fast.
My name is Camila. We don't really have a band name. I guess you could say that they're just my friends, and I love them so much for doing this with me. We are local to Orlando, Florida, although really everybody's like from all over the place. The shoot date was the day that a lot of people actually met for the very first time. Like, we rehearsed. We did like the first and second run were rehearsals, and then the third and fourth were like the actual taping. I kind of conned everybody into going to that studio. I didn't really tell them how far it was from town until like the night before. It was a genuine mistake, and they all kind of like took it on the chin. They were really nice about it. But if you hear any of them being like, Camila took us to Timbuktu, that is what they're talking about. I think I want people to feel seen, to feel like they can share a feeling or an emotion or something at any given moment, and that it doesn't have to be this thing that they go through by themselves. The experience is like theirs, but the emotions, like all of us feel those things.
Ooh, your advice is so sweet. Keep it to yourself, it's not what I need.
Corey Ashton here. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player. I wrote my first song in fifth grade. Actually, it was a poem called Lookout Tower. I didn't know at the time that what I was writing would become a song. My Aunt Deb and Uncle Lou, both musicians, who loved the words, put it to music and made a recording. I don't remember the song, but I do remember how hearing it made me feel. It was so substantial. It was something out of nothing. It was magical. It was formative. It may very well be the moment my journey to becoming a musician began. I played in bands pretty consistently from about 93 to 2010. Most of it was punk rock stuff. It was fun, but I always knew that my heart wasn't in it 100%. Behind closed doors, I wrote songs with my acoustic guitar, set to lyrics that reflected my emotions and my life experiences. I like to write with honesty, but with a slight element of crypticism. I think it's important for any art to be vague enough to allow for interpretation, but clear enough for folks uninterested in thinking too deeply to get the gist. I haven't been in a band in 16 years. I haven't been on a stage in 14 years. I have never been on stage alone with an acoustic guitar. I've spent the last few years reconnecting with the singer-songwriter within. I'm rebuilding the true self that I lost in my childhood. I'm finding my path through the distraction and the noise out there in the world and in my own head. I hope that a lyric I sing makes someone's eyes water. I hope one of my songs conjures a memory that brings a smile to someone's face. I hope that something I've sung or will sing someday will make someone feel understood or validated. I hope that my music, in some way, helps to heal someone's soul, or for just a brief moment, gives them peace.
That was Corey Ashton, Camila Camilo, Fernando Dapo, Cassidy Johnson, and Sara Rogo, the musicians you chose to perform in this year's Central Florida Public Media Tiny Desk Contest Showcase, next Thursday, June 4th, at the Beecham in downtown Orlando. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.